This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Most Merciful, all praise is due to Allah. And may His peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I begin by greeting you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace and the blessings of Allah be upon you, your loved ones, and all those who are around you, ya Rabbal Alameen. It's good to be with you again. So, inshallah, tonight, just some reflections on the concept of shukr, on the concept of gratitude. The Quranic term used for the word gratitude is, amongst others, the Arabic language is a very rich language, but one that is most common in the Quran is this idea of shukr, gratitude. And interestingly speaking, subhanAllah, the word shukr appears in the Quran in over 70 different places where we are taught that all the messengers of Allah were grateful. Adam was grateful. Moses was grateful. Sulaiman, Solomon was grateful. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was grateful. And so on. But inshallah, tonight we'd like to reflect on three key concepts about this. One is when Allah introduces this personality to us, Luqman, Allah tells us, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا لُقْمَانَ الْحِكْمَةَ أَنِشْكُرْ لِلَّهِ. We have indeed granted Luqman wisdom. Now, Luqman was not a messenger of Allah, but rather they say that he was a wise man. We have indeed granted Luqman wisdom. And then the Quran defines what that wisdom is, anishkur lillah, be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then immediately the Quran tells us, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرُ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is grateful, they do so for their own good. And subhanAllah, gratitude is a matter of the heart. And truly grateful people are more spiritually aware, and they are more likely to appreciate the interconnectedness of personal life, the human interdependence, and our ultimate dependence on our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also interestingly, the Quran initiates into the conscience of the believer or the reader of the Quran from the very beginning. It is beginning as Alhamdulillah, be of those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or singing the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, not only that, but gratitude is considered to be as a positive emotion. Not only that, inshallah, throughout this, I will argue that the quickest way and the shortest distance between us and happiness lies in gratitude. Gratitude is an important positive emotion that relates directly to our mental and spiritual well-being. Remember, there was a study that was conducted by UC Davis, and they were looking into the transforming powers of thankfulness and gratitude. And they concluded that gratitude and thankfulness may actually undo the effect of negative emotions such as anger, anxiety, and so on. And they found out that having gratitude and thankfulness, having these feelings, it was found to have a tremendous value in a person's achieving a positive sense of the self. And those who feel gratitude are also found to be generally happier people. And the Quran actually says that. How so? Remember, we said that Allah introduces Luqman as a wise man, and that wisdom was defined by be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then immediately the Quran says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And whosoever is grateful, they do so for their own good, for their own selves. Why is that? Because they say that people who express gratitude actually become happier, which is, subhanAllah, incredible, because the Quran is telling us that when we extend gratitude to somebody else, we would think that the recipient of gratitude, you know, feels good because somebody is, you know, appreciating what they have done to him or to her. But the Quran tells us that may be the case, but amongst those who will immediately reap the positive impact effect of gratitude are those who are actually extending gratitude. So Allah says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. If you are grateful, you do so for your own good. And that is subhanAllah an incredible point there. And then the other thing also that the Quran tells us, that gratitude in Islam and in the Quran is not something that is recommended. Now, granted that it is a virtue and it is a beautiful virtue, but the Quran does not just stop there. The Quran actually makes it a duty. We're speaking to us through the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah tells us, بَلِ اللَّهَ فَعْبُدْ وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. It says that, nay, worship none but Allah and be. Here's a command. That's why we say it's a duty. وَكُنْ, and be of those who are grateful. وَكُنْ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. And then the Quran tells us something else. So the Quran tells us that gratitude is a duty. And then moreover, the Quran tells us, وَإِذْ تَأَذَّنَ رَبُّكُمْ لَإِنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. In Surah Ibrahim, Allah proclaims to people, if you are grateful, I shall truly increase you. The beautiful part here is that the Quran does not say increase you in what? The Quran says, be grateful and I shall increase you. And the question here is, increase you in what? And there are, generally speaking, three different opinions regarding this. One opinion says, will increase you in whatever it is that you're grateful for. So if you're grateful for this blessings that you have, Allah will increase you in that blessings. And that may or may not happen. Many times people can be very grateful for their health and then, you know, their health goes, you know, down. People can be very grateful for their wealth and then they lose their wealth. So be grateful for what you have. But the idea that if I am grateful for it, it will always be there or it will increase, this is something that may or may not happen. Other people have said, if you are grateful, Allah will increase you in contentment, which is not bad. That's not a bad interpretation at all. And now this idea, people do not necessarily measure their success by how much they have or how much they have accumulated, but they, you know, this notion of this idea of contentment, they be in more peace with themselves, which is again definitely a possibility. Other people have said, if you are grateful to Allah for some things, Allah will increase you in the ability to see more blessings that you will be grateful for. And then if you're grateful for these blessings, Allah will increase you with the ability to see even more of the blessings that you'll be grateful for. And if you're grateful for them, Allah will increase you again in the ability to see more of how blessed you are so that you increase in your sense of gratitude. Allah knows best. Allahu A'lam. I really, really like this interpretation. And that is, when we think of gratitude, the tendency is that we tend to be grateful for big things. And many times, little things we don't necessarily treat as a blessing. We start taking it for granted until we actually miss it. A good example in point would be what's going on nowadays. A good number of people hated their jobs, but now, man, I can't wait to go back to my job. A good number of people, you know, the idea of just being out, the idea of so many of these blessings that we were taking for granted and not even perceiving as blessings, now we start, you know, the idea of just being out without having to worry whether the person next to you is infected with the virus and they're going to pass it on to you. Just the idea of just feeling, subhanAllah, safe that I can be out without any concern for viruses. Nobody, or I shouldn't say nobody, very few people would have thought of this as this is something that I need to be grateful for. So now most of us are engaged in wanting to practice gratitude when we think of big things that are happening in our lives. So I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my family. I'm grateful for this and I'm grateful for that, which is good. And please continue doing this. And that is why the Quran challenges us. وَإِن تُعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you attempt to enumerate the blessings of Allah upon you, you will never be able to count them. It doesn't mean you shouldn't try, but there is just so much out there that we ought to be grateful for, and sometimes we forget about this. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would remind us of these things. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, you know, he would say, "Inna Allah la yarda 'an al-'abdi idha akala al-aklata aw shariba al-sharbata an yahmadahu 'alayha." Truly Allah is pleased with the servant of his, him or her, that when they have a bite or a morsel, or when they take a sip, they are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we don't necessarily wait for the big things to happen in order for us to express gratitude. Or in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Man asbaha aminan fi sirbihi, mu'afan fi badanihi, indahu qutu yawmihi, faqad hizat lahu ad-dunya." You know, whosoever wakes up in the morning in the state of aminan fi sirbihi, feeling safe, you know, just feeling safe, mu'afan fi badanihi, healthy in his physical being, and they have their sustenance for the day, it is as if that this whole world has been presented to them. Because by the end of the day, many people do not have these basic necessities. And if we did not have these basic necessities, such as a sense of safety in the state of well-being and having enough to sustain you for the day, life would become incredibly, incredibly difficult. Or the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go to bed, and before going to sleep, he would immediately say, "Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa awana wa kafana fa kam mimman la mu'ya lahu wa la ka." All praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us food for the day, given us water for the day, alhamdulillah at'amana wa saqana wa awana, and who has given us shelter, wa kafana, some people say that, and loved ones to care for us. And then he sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "For there are many who are spending the night with no shelter, with no food, with no drink, and with no loved ones to care for them." So the more gratitude we express, the happier we become. Not only the happier we become, the more pleasant we become. Because see, remember, a person who is grateful is a person who is constantly busy with what they have and not necessarily consumed by what they do not have. Remember, The idea here is not that you shouldn't look forward to things. That is not it. But generally speaking, the attitude of people who are grateful is that they're just constantly consumed by this assumption, perception, attitude. It's like they are just blessed no matter how others may perceive their life. People who are grateful, and that is their attitude in life, they're actually pleasant people. They're pleasant people simply because it is positive energy that they radiate around them. There is nothing wrong with complaining, but people who have taken this approach in life where they're just constantly, you know, consumed by what they do not have, that just becomes a very problematic way of living life. And not only that, but their company is usually not greatly appreciated by those who are around them. And that is why it is very crucial. You know, this notion of having that pleasant personality where the people around you actually enjoy your company. It is not necessarily by how much we give them. It has a great deal to do with also by the kind of attitude and the atmosphere that we create when people are around us. This notion of just feeling blessed. I remember, subhanAllah, one time I was early in the morning, and I passed by, this elderly African American woman. And I said, you know, we greeted each other, good morning, good morning. And then I said, passing by, how are you doing? And you know, unfortunately nowadays, most of these things are a cliche, meaning that I don't really mean what I said. I really don't care for the answer. And I really don't expect anything from the other person. Hey, how are you doing? Fine. And we just move on. Hey, what's going on? What's up? And we just, it is done out of politeness. But this is what we call a cliche way of communicating, where I don't mean it, nor am I expecting any answer. And the other person also knows this about me, and this is just how it is. So I am walking, passing, good morning, good morning. I said, how are you doing? And then this is what this woman said. She said, I am blessed. And I remember I stopped. She said, I am blessed. And I love the conviction in her voice, the energy by which she said it, the way that she was walking, and just the emphasis in that statement. I've never heard somebody say it that way before. Somebody said, I am blessed. And subhanAllah, you know, tendency again is people say, I'm doing good, everything is fine, hey, you know, and so on. But this woman just screamed, I am blessed. And man, I just love, wallahi, I love the conviction that was in the voice and in the tone. And I said, subhanAllah, this is somebody who really feels blessed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide her. Ya Rabbi al-Alamin. You know, you get the impression that this was a beautiful soul that you were that you have encountered. Another point which is also very, very crucial. When it comes to gratitude, please remember that gratitude is an absolute value. Meaning, we should not be guilted into feeling gratitude. Give you an example. You give your child something to eat, and then the child says, no, I don't like it, or I don't want it. And then we immediately go into, oh, you should be grateful. You know, there are kids in Africa, in Asia, in South America, who do not, there are people out here who do not even have that food. Remember, especially when we are talking to kids, or, you know, here I come and my child wants a brand new phone. I tell him, oh, come on, man, you ought to be grateful. You know, some kids in Africa don't even have food to eat. See, remember this. As a child, I'm sorry, I feel sorry for these kids who have nothing to eat. But why are you making me resent kids that I have not seen? Now I am not getting what I want because somebody else does not have something to eat. Remember, it is a good point, but that is not how we teach gratitude. You do not guilt people into gratitude. Ultimately, many times, we have to think about how fortunate we are. And one of the ways that we believe that we are fortunate is when we consider people who are less fortunate than we are. That is one of the ways to become grateful, but it cannot be our lifestyle of practicing gratitude. I'm really hoping that I am making this clear. So remember, it is one of the ways, but it cannot be the only way. So in the hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was approached by Abu Dharr, beautiful companion of his. And Abu Dharr seizes the opportunity that he is with Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, awsini, O Messenger of Allah, give me an advice. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, amongst, you know, it's 9 different advices that he sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives him. And then he said, انظر إلى من هو دونك ولا تنظر إلى من هو فوقك فإن ذلك أجدر أن لا تزدري نعمة الله عليك. He said, Abu Dharr, when it comes to this worldly life, he said, consider those who are less fortunate than you are, not those who have more than you do, lest you belittle the blessings of Allah upon you. Because sometimes when we are engaged in seeing what other people have that we don't have, we tend to forget how blessed we are. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that is not good. That is not good. Because in so many ways, we are so unbelievably blessed. Again, not to guilt the people, like I said, gratitude is something that is done. You know, it's that sense of duty and it's that positive emotion and what have you. But don't get into it because you're feeling guilty. It's one of the ways, but it cannot be the only way. So just to give you an example, sometimes we forget how blessed we are. Okay. Percentage-wise, how many people in the world out there hold a bachelor's degree? And how many, what's the percentile in the world? The number, not the number, the percentage of people who hold a bachelor's degree. Less than 5%. You know what that means? If you have a bachelor's degree, you are doing, at least academically, on paper, you are doing better than 95% of the entire population of the earth. Just think about that. Like, that is how blessed you are. You are doing better than 95% of the people on planet Earth. That is incredible. So one of the ways that we can imbibe gratitude and consider gratitude is this idea of, I am so blessed in what I have. I am so blessed in comparison to those who are less fortunate than I am. But that's not the only thing that we ought to be grateful for. You know, there are other ways of feeling gratitude. So for example, you know, they say that be thankful, and I really don't know who said this. I apologize, I did not find who said this, but it's beautiful. I want to make sure that I attribute it to the sayer. He said that be thankful that you do not have that you do not already have everything you desire. If you did, what would there be to look forward to? One of the blessings is we do not have everything that we desire. Because if we did, the idea of looking forward to something would actually not be there. Now, have you thought of this? Like, this is a blessing that I need to be grateful for. You know that idea of suspense and just looking forward to do something, to get something, and what happened? If that was not there, life would be absolutely boring. Okay? Be thankful, they say, that you don't know everything, for it gives you the opportunity to learn. If we knew everything, then what would be there for us to learn? They say, be thankful for your limitations, because they give us the opportunity to improve. Be thankful when you are tired and weary, because it means that you have tried to make a difference. Be thankful for each new challenge, because it will build your strength and character, and so on. So the point is, you know, the practice of finding things to be grateful for is just unbelievably gorgeous, and it is beautiful, and it is a talent. And the more we practice of it, and the more we find out how blessed we are, then you start finding all these little things to be grateful for. Remember one time, I was at a bookstore, and here I am and looking for different books. And I remember I grabbed this book and it said 365 things to be grateful for. And the book was in the form of pictures. There wasn't really much that was said, but it was in the form of pictures. You know, it would just say, like, it will have a title and then whatever, you know, that picture that corresponds to it. And I remember number 3 was chocolate chip cookies. Number 7 was Tom and Jerry. And I remember I was going through the book and I felt like this was the silliest thing ever. And then after a while, I started looking back and saying, see, what this person was trying to tell us is that it is our ability to be grateful for these little things that will give us the opportunity to be grateful for the big things. And subhanAllah, again, don't mean to really repeat this, but I really want to make sure that inshallah we drive this home tonight. Those of us who think of gratitude for the big things only, or I'll be happy when I get my promotion, or when we buy the new car, or when we move to the big house, well, how often is this going to happen? Or when I graduate, how often is this going to happen? So sometimes we limit our opportunities to feel that happiness by having these wrong, erroneous perceptions. The fastest way to be happy is to express gratitude. The easiest way to bring positivity in your life is to practice gratitude. One of the quickest ways to imbibe a pleasant personality would be to practice gratitude. One of the ways to attract positive energy and give those around you positive energy is to practice gratitude. One of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ash-Shakur. Allah is grateful. See, now we being grateful, we understand. Why would Allah be grateful? You know, we there is that sense of gratitude that, you know, we have been the recipients of something, meaning that I received the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a favor from this person, a gift from that person. So for me to practice gratitude is understandable, totally understandable. I have received something and I'm expressing my appreciation by gratitude. Why would Allah be grateful, subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because there is nothing that we can give him. He's not the recipient of anything. And as we've been saying, we cannot make Allah greater than how great he already is. There is nothing that we can offer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is absolutely nothing that if we do, we would make Allah greater. There is nothing that we can do to diminish the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why throughout the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. If you're grateful, you do so for your own good. مَنْ جَاهَدَ لِنَفْسِهِ. Whosoever struggles to become a better person, it's for your own good, and so on. So what is Allah grateful for, subhanahu wa ta'ala? In that sense, we would say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates the effort that was done by his servants. And he gives them back. Now check this out. This is not a little play with language here. So they say that initially shakara, that's the root verb of the word shakur or gratitude in Arabic, shukur. They say that this was a language that was used by the farmers, where a farmer would say that I have a tree and my tree is very shakira, it is very grateful. And he would say, little maintenance and little water, but it gives me back abundance in fruits. Meaning that the effort that I have put into this tree does not really equal what I am reaping of this tree. So the person would look into that tree and say, this tree is very, very grateful. For the little that I am giving it, it is giving me a lot in return. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, even though what you have done does not benefit me, but for that effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will appreciate the effort that you have done, and I will reward you with this. And now here the idea is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not looking for a lot of things, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that what would make a difference for us is, أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Who amongst you is going to have the best of deeds? Not the most of deeds, but rather the best of deeds. And that's what we ought to be looking for, and that's what we ought to be striving for. So please remember that this idea of gratitude is not something that we go into by guilt. And then the last point, as I am looking, inshallah, into the if we've gotten any questions, the last point that I hope, inshallah, we can do is having a family meeting and just asking people what it is that you are grateful for. You know, get your family together, get your kids and spouses, and just speak about, you know, what is it that you are grateful for. You know, have people write about, you know, what are the things that they're thankful for and what have you. SubhanAllah, you'll be amazed by the kind of response that that you would go there. Okay. Please do, if you have a question, then this is where you can go, inshallah, to type in your online questions, or is where you can go to type in a question, and some I think you can write it on the chat as well for right now. And then finally, gratitude is this beautiful virtue that is seldomly practiced per the teachings of the Quran. What happens? The Quran tells us, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ, and it is very few of my servants who actually practice gratitude. And that is sad. And we really want to be amongst the few that practice gratitude. Give you an example. There was a study that was conducted. They had 400 people. On the weekend, they gave them a task. And the task was, find somebody in your life that has done you something good and you do not think that you have thanked them enough, if you have, or that you just did not get the opportunity to thank them. And throughout the weekend, we want you to identify 10 people in your life, and we want you to write them a thank you letter. that is at least one page long. So 400 people. And here's the thing. They gave the task to 200 of the 400 people. So 200 people were given that task, and the other 200 people were not given any task. When they studied the same people after the weekend, it turned out that the 200 people who had the task of identifying somebody in their life that they were thinking of expressing gratitude to were actually happier than the people who were not given that task. Because now what happens is that this person is thinking throughout the day, you know, I'm just going to find somebody, I'm going to write them this note, and I'll be telling them about this, and I'll be telling them about that. It turned out that these people were actually happy. Allah, an invitation to myself and to all the brothers and the sisters out there listening. See if you can practice this. See if you can practice it as a family, and practice it as an individual. Finding people that we have not expressed appreciation to. Could be teachers, doctors, friends, family members, parents. Even if that person is no longer with us, they have passed away, may Allah bless their souls. You know, you still want to write that letter of appreciation to them. And I remember a friend of mine and I said, you know what, why don't we do this? Why don't we identify somebody every month and just give them a call and let them know how much we appreciate them, what difference they brought in our lives, and how it is because of them, you know, I am where I am, or how it is that they have impacted me. Now, I remember the response was just amazing, subhanAllah. And what I remember here is, you know, the recipient of the appreciation was really happy. But then the impact that it had on those who were practicing it, I bet you it was a lot more than the recipient of it. And that's where I always remember this idea of where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَن يَشْكُرْ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. And if you are grateful, you do so for your own good. Let's appreciate our loved ones, our family members, our friends, our teachers, co-workers, you know, the people around us. SubhanAllah, when this is how we behave, you know, that attitude of gratitude, like I said, I believe that life becomes happier, it becomes more positive. Those who are around us, they would really consider our company to be a joy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are grateful, Ya Rabbal Alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to see more and more things that we are grateful for. Here's a question from an atheist. It has nothing to do with the topic, but he's talking about, you know what, the religion is in Mecca, how do people living at poles pray and fast? And I say to this, you know, brother, he's our brother in humanity. So, you know, there is this idea of in Mecca. So what makes Mecca special is, remember, Mecca hosts the first house that was built and dedicated to monotheism by Ibrahim alayhi salam. So when all believers pray and they pray towards Mecca, the idea is that we are orienting ourselves to the way of Abraham, alayhi salam, is the father of monotheism. So that is what we are doing, orienting ourselves to the way of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, and we pray when it is time to pray. So you pray when it is time to pray in your region, not when it is time to pray in Mecca. So every region has its own time, and of course everybody is directing themselves towards Mecca depending on where they are. But thank you for listening, and thank you for your question. And again, to all the people who have allowed us to spend a part of their evening with them, jazakumullah khair. And as we always like to do, you know, pray for those of us who are struggling. So if any of us or our loved ones is not feeling well, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a speedy recovery. If any of our loved ones has passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. And if anyone is going through difficult times, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease their pain, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And please do continue watching us every night within our masajid in the Memphis area. We have something going on every night. And many times we have also other activities that are taking place through the day. Please look into that. And inshallah, we will see you tomorrow. I believe it is going to be Sheikh Muhammad or Sheikh Anwar. So inshallah, with this we say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And you all have a blessed, good night. Assalamu alaikum.